My name is Vicki, and I am a compulsive overeater.
Hi.
I've been in program for 15 months, and I consider myself having two home groups, Wednesday night, St. Joan of Arcs, Thursday night, Chaska Big Book. This is my second Buffalo retreat. So it is my honor to talk to you guys today about the principles of Step 8 and Step 9. Discipline and love. So I grew up in Scandia, Minnesota on 10 acres in the country. I am a dog mom too, yes. Kittens and baby chicks every spring. Great big vegetable garden. My first memory of compulsive overeating was probably age 3. I would sneak the old donuts and other baked goods that were usually old and moldy that came from a bulk bakery, and they were intended for the chickens. Well, I would grab my favorites, hide behind the chicken coop, and eat them as fast as I could until my dad could find me. And no self-discipline. I am blessed with having a loving family and a loving upbringing. And we had a large extended family with amazing cooks and bakers. It was in elementary school where life became more difficult for me. The whirlpool of self-worth and weight started to pull me in and pull me under. See, I was easy to bully because I was the dumb kid with dyslexia. And food was always there for me when I got home from school. And I was always, like my mom, starting some new diet. But my weight started to catch up with me in fifth grade, and then I was the chubby dumb kid. So this eat and binge cycle continued to grow with me. Drive-throughs and restaurants alone when I was 16 and had my first car. Carry along through until my 20s, and I started working at the local bar and grill, and I had every food imaginable and every adult beverage at my choice, at my disposal. My weight went up, my self-worth went down, and my addictive nature found numerous ways to ease my pain. A lot of poor choices. Fast forward this food binge cycle for 29 more years to January 2023. And I was at my rock bottom, holding my empty glass, holding my empty glass of my life, the residue of 2 failed marriages, no love, no self-worth, no willpower, no woke power, and my body was 60-some pounds or more overweight, and I was in a deep depression that included suicidal ideations. By the grace of God, I found recovery in treatment. And with the help of my amazing sponsor, I said yes to taking the steps. And I got into the rooms of OA, and I found my we. And I started to learn what I didn't know, I didn't know. So in doing some research on these principles, I have found that self-discipline and love can be interchanged for 8 or 9. So keep that in mind as we go along. Self-discipline. Initially, when I hear the word, I think of my mom. I think of punishment. I'm wrong. I'm not enough. I'm not motivated. If she had just applied herself, were actual words I heard an adult say about me. Maybe they were right. I still have a little zing within when I hear that, and it's a spot on my resentment list. I don't get to go out for recess because I didn't get my homework done. I have to pick the green beans. They took my car away. I don't get dessert tonight. I think they are going to fire me. My jeans don't fit again. I didn't get invited. I'm just not cool enough. But here, we're not looking to belittle ourselves over our faults. Haven't we done that enough our whole lives? None of these steps have to do with punishment. Whomever needs to hear this today, this is for you. Your higher power is not punishing you. Your higher power loves you. Guys, remember the first time you went to a OA meeting and heard the 12 steps?
Step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol.
Yeah, that's
my lives had become manageable.
Yep, totally manageable.
Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore.
I believe God. That's easy.
Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the kingdom.
Yeah, because I'm ready to lose weight, so this will be great.
We have a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves.
I'm sorry, what? Moral inventory? Wait, like, share this with someone? I mean, this is a little personal. Oh my gosh.
Step 7, humbly asked him to remove.
Oh my gosh.
Step 8, made a list of all persons we have harmed.
No. You know, all right, I apologize to Adam, but Bernice, that was all her. I'll tell my sponsor, they'll see my side. I'm not going to have to do this. You know what, maybe OA isn't for me. I could probably, you know, I'm probably not an addict. I could just join Scale Warriors again on Monday. And yeah, it just, okay. That's that insanity that Wendy's always talking about. All right, Vicki, let's just try this.
Having had a spiritual awakening as a result,
I want what Wendy
steps,
has.
We tried to carry this message to alcoholics, to food addicts, and to practice these principles in all of our affairs.
At some of these, we balked. So what is this self-discipline? This magic thing that has us making a list of who we have harmed and actually be willing to make amends when do so in person when we can? Discipline, my friends, is not punishment. And it's not magic, but it is a miracle. Discipline. Discipline comes from the Latin word disciple, which means pupil or student. It is a form of knowledge, typically one of study of higher power, or excuse me, of higher education or a 12-step program. Discipline is a form of knowledge, typically, I already read that one. Okay. Discipline, a fundamental truth that serves as a foundation for a system of beliefs, behaviors, or a chain of thought and reasoning. Discipline, a kind of rule or belief or idea that guides you aiming to promote new patterns of behavior and character traits. Discipline, basic truths that help with our life. It's a way we can change. Yeah. Oh, when I was in my disease, my life was chaos. Big Book says, we compulsive overeaters are undisciplined. So let higher power discipline us. This is the action. This is action and more action. Without faith, without works. Oh, good gravy. Faith without works is dead. And these actions are the spiritual works. So we make the list willingly. And we trust our sponsors and our we. And we work towards new patterns of behaviors and character traits. We trust that our higher power is showing us their will for us and gives us the courage to make amends. So let's plug a little love into this. By using our newfound disciplines to put people, possibly places, businesses, and other situations on your eighth and ninth step, that is an act of love. Making an amends in person, by letter, anonymous donation, whatever you and your sponsor have decided to do, well, that, my friend, that's love. This is a loving process, and it deepens that relationship with our higher power and ourselves and the others in our lives. When I was a teenager, one of the most profound things my mother ever told me was this: love is a decision. It is not always a feeling of infatuation. Infatuation fades. One morning you're going to wake up next to that man you married, and you're going to have to choose to love them. I'm on my third marriage, and by the grace of God, it's amazing. And he loves me for who I am in recovery. So, January 2023, I chose to love myself. There was no fuzzy infatuation feeling, that's for sure. It was a hard choice. When first starting OA, I was acting as if I loved myself. And that was okay. And that grew. This program of recovery made it approachable. OA has helped me see myself in others, fellows, sick people, and those who are still suffering. And of course, the others in my life that I had harmed through my actions and my words in my disease. What a privilege to take this responsibility with love, to clear the wreckage of my past. I still have to act as if a little each day. And hey, you know what? That's a great way to practice my discipline of love. So in closing, I want to share a quote by Abraham Lincoln. Discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. With that, I pass.